recently we were talking about fear and how fear keeps us small. In today's episode, we discuss intersections, the actual ones like you find in crosswalks, and the life experience ones, and how we can break free of the fear that we find in these intersections of our lives. Isn't it true that you also get freaked out about some stuff in your life? Perfectly normal. It's a part of life, and it sure ain't going away. Listen in on our conversation on this, our Take Two Tuesday.
Hey, friends. I don't know if you've ever been to the big city, New York. I've never been to New York, but I've been to Milan and I've been to Rome. And if you visualize yourself there, what a hubbub, what craziness, what noise, what racket, what chaos, and what wonder. I love it. You're standing at an intersection. I know in Milan and in Rome, you don't walk across the intersection unless you've got the light. And even then, you really look carefully because you could just get run right over. And I'm not kidding. You just put your foot out there at the wrong moment. And
it's in my seat.
Smashed. So maybe you've had one of those moments like you, like, oh, I got to get across the intersection. But you hesitated. You're really not so sure about making that step. Whatever that intersection was or is for you, it could have been something even metaphorical. Maybe you found yourself uncertain or kind of freaking out inside. And we get that because we've been there too. Both sides, the actual and the metaphorical.
The actual F word. Guess what that word is? Actually talking about fear. Oh God, fear. Yeah. That word. So many layers, right, Mary?
So many. And it really kind of gets in the way of progress in your life if you don't shake it. So
And it's hard. It's hard. One of the stories of one of my fear stories. Let's just start with that. So I've been a dancer all my life. I've taught, done all the professional things. And after my divorce, I went into a whole different genre of dance, and it's lead and follow. It's the partnership. And it was a whole different beast for me. But I was struggling on it. I was on the struggle bus because I was so used to being so independent and doing for myself. I wasn't quite getting the whole, oh, wait for instructions. Oh, wait for the lead. And it was just really getting into my head. And so I would go to the social dance floor as an experienced dancer, but actually as a new dancer. And oh my God, my anxiety level. I'm not kidding. Yeah, it was horrible. I just to the point where it paralyzed me, and I was at a place where we go here in Nashville, and I was at a place, and I was in that spot, and I'm like, screw it. Yeah, I didn't say it. and left. And I don't know. I was so paralyzed. I just felt horrible. I was scared, anxiety, and I didn't know what was wrong. Long story longer. I talked to my therapist about it, and it was fear of rejection, of asking the leads to dance, and then either being said no to or having a dance and being a failure in the dance. So it was loaded. So a colleague of mine suggested that I just start with people that I know, just take action, just start small and ask the leads that I know that will know me and will say yes, and then will dance with me. And step by step, literally, dance by dance, literally, I'm 2 years in. Ta-da!
Wow, nice.
I know. I'm not kidding. I was gripped by fear and failure and rejection and just all the crap that goes into fear. That thing. And it's not going away, because even as you grow, you still have it there. So anyway,
I bet our listeners actually have had that experience of quitting or nearly quitting or having so much fear of entering into something.
Yeah.
And I wonder, Jan, if what if you hadn't? What if you hadn't gone and pursued it?
If I could have easily
yeah. just turned away.
Oh, I would be missing out on so much love and joy and growth in my life. It has grown me. It has, I'm not kidding, just even little things about communicating. Now I'm actually even teaching Lead and Follow, and it is so rewarding. You know, it's, I know people, it's so, what is cliche? Cliche is the word that the teacher gets more out of than the student, but it's fucking true. It's just true. And I'm like, I am in love with this. And I feel like I have a love that I can share and teach and joy.
Yeah.
But it just took taking an action, right, Mary? Right? Yeah. I know you've been there.
For me, it's been like I get into making something. It really helps me to process. You know, when I feel stuck with a fear of something, and in the making process, sometimes that it comes out without me really. I don't plan it, but it just comes out, and then I can face it and see it. Not always a smooth action. Not always something that's really easy to go through, but. And it may take years, but it's something that's it's a way for me that I get through. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I know because I know for me and can reflecting on this that fear can keep us small.
Yeah.
That there's so much possibility with every single one of you, every single one of you, it'll keep you small. Mm-hmm. And there's so much greater in you. And it's waiting. It's waiting.
Yeah, we've been working on it ourselves. I mean, doing some really hard work with facing fears. And I don't know, what would you say about that, Jan? Like we've gotten stronger. More courageous.
You know, sometimes it's with the self-compassion, even it's hard for me to even go, oh, I did do that. and reflect on your wins, right? The practice being kind to yourself and understanding and give yourself the win of a day, one step forward, that 1% better every day. And because that is going to create courage.
Yeah. Doing that hard thing.
Doing that hard thing. Yes.
Yeah, we often think you have to have the courage first and then you can do the hard thing, but it's the other way around.
Really? You know, it's like, damn, I thought I had to. And then it's like, well, how do you muster the courage? Well, you have to go to work. You have to act. You got to do it.
You have to do it. So it's just, you'll know when you have to make a change in you and start. So listen to yourself, listen to your heart, listen to what matters to you and let that be your teacher. Reframe it in your head. Yeah. We know that that's easier said than done, but we also know you get to take two on your life and be your own hero. Woohoo! Hero of your own story.
Yes. You're a superhero and we know it.
Yeah. Anyway, friends, we wish you well in this process of jumping into the fire of fear and getting through it.
Yeah.
Becoming stronger.
Yes, every single day.
All right.
We hope you've had as much fun as we've had learning and growing together. You, my friend, have all the answers you need within you. Stop second guessing yourself. And you will find yourself becoming stronger every single day. Thank you for listening. And remember, you have the power of a do-over. Take two at any time.